Graham, how does it feel to be here at this time? Are you all right?
It's a bit strange. It's getting a bit dark. I'm used to it being a bit lighter outside.
Yeah, more cheerful.
Yeah.
and
I missed the star report. So.
Oh, you well, you could have tuned in. And but, I mean, to make us more cheerful, you brought a guest. And Mike, that's Michael Barnett from Deloitte. Michael, welcome.
Thanks so much, Howard. Thanks for the opportunity to come here and share some insights as to what we've got going on at Deloitte.
Yeah, so we often speak about it. Graham and I often chat about how one brings younger people, perhaps entrepreneurs, into the environment. And you guys seem to have hit on a concept and an idea and an approach that is fairly unique. I certainly don't know about it. For anybody who didn't hear my intro the whole way through the show, tell us what you guys have done.
Yeah, so firstly, it's been one of the most exciting initiatives I've been a part of. It's given me the opportunity to engage with my fellow millennial colleagues across East, West, Southern Africa, and just to kind of sit together and work through the challenges that millennials face in the workplace. So across the African continent, and I think we're best positioned to kind of give that input.
Okay. Tell us, what is a millennial?
So a millennial is someone who was born between 1980 to the early 90s, and I think it's been widely acknowledged that millennials kind of think a bit differently about their workplace, about the world around them, and they kind of seem to knock heads a lot in the workplace because they seem to think about things differently and want to change things up.
Okay, so they were born for that, and I guess because there was the digital revolution that they lived through, I guess, and that could account for a different way of thinking?
Yeah, exactly. I think underpinning a lot of what millennials want is millennials don't just want to work in companies where you work to make profits and to earn paychecks. Millennials want to work in companies where you make an impact, where you leave your societies in a better position than when you found them, and they want their corporates to kind of take responsibility and, as figureheads of the economy, take charge of that and delivering social impact into the economies and the communities in which they operate.
Do you think that's a sign of youth, or is that part of a makeup of that generation or of people born within that period?
I think it's just, over time, I think millennials feel very accountable for a lot of the issues that are in the world, and they feel that they need to do something. They feel like they need to leave a legacy. And I think that millennials find the workplace is a great place where they can actually voice themselves and take the opportunity to actually take charge for those issues and try and use work to, you know, leave a better impact on the world around them.
Okay, so now we've got millennials in the workplace, and you made a comment about connecting with millennials from throughout Africa, all over the region. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so the board is basically a representative of our African firm. So Deloitte Africa operates in all regions across Africa. And obviously, if you're going to set up a board of this nature, you need to have an inclusive view of the African continent. And millennials across the continent generally have kind of nuances that will exist in different regions, but all fundamentally underpinning wanting the same things. And it's been a great opportunity to engage with, you know, our colleagues across the whole firm to work together as to how we can shape our firm in line with our strategic objectives to in line with how millennials would want to work one day.
Is the board made up of only millennials, or are there other sort of older generations involved within the board?
So the board was spearheaded by our deputy CEO, Sekgalo Jordan. He had an intention that he felt that in order to take the firm into the future and to achieve the real strategic objectives to make us the undisputed leaders in professional services, that he needed to start tapping into the minds of the youth and, more importantly, millennials, as statistically we do make up one of the largest percentages of the workforce. And the insights that I think millennials can deliver into the corporate can kind of future-proof organizations and kind of give, by tapping into the youth, you can kind of understand where an organization needs to go and gain a different perspective as opposed to looking to more the older generation who may not be so in touch with where the world is now and where it needs to go.
What was interesting was the question I was heading to ask you is, the fact that you could have a board from across Africa, a board of millennials, is that also largely because the older generation, being less technically savvy and perhaps therefore more have become more regional, whereas and more confined to their own commercial environment, whereas millennials, because of their reliance on technology, will be able to operate differently across different platforms in throughout a continent?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point you raise. I think millennials are a much more connected generation. Mm. They understand the connections between themselves and the world around them, and you no longer have these so-called borders between countries, places, people, and people have a lot of understanding as to what information is out there and what's going on in the world, and millennials are able to connect all those pieces through the technology.
What are the challenges of millennials?
So I think,
I mean, do they all have ADD, for example? Or does it help if you do?
I think the real challenge, and I touched on it earlier, is that just millennials feel really accountable for what's going on in the world, and millennials feel really challenged, and they feel that the workplace is one avenue where they can voice their opinions and be heard and make a difference, and they can really deliver good social change. And I think the real challenge, millennials, is how do you be heard and be seen? And one of the examples of how to do this is by giving your millennials and your organization a platform to engage, communicate their views, and to actually shape the societies they work in and shape the strategic objectives of your companies to try and align with what their needs and wants are.
Now, is the idea here to sort of understand from a Deloitte point of view how sort of to manage the Deloitte team and Deloitte as a company with millennials, or is it to sort of roll out your expertise to the other companies who you consult to?
So initially, we obviously, this is a new initiative, and it's something that we've learned a lot from. And it's something that we do want to take a journey on with our clients, and we do want to, there has been a lot of interest around in this, as it's obviously a very bold initiative. But I think the lessons learned from it and what we've gained through this experience is very valuable to other corporations, other corporates. So it is something that can be, you know, replicated and understood and learned from.
When did you form this board?
So the board is actually formed about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is its actual task? Is it given very specific functionality?
Yeah, so the board was mandated by Sekhlalo to kind of develop a culture of innovation at Deloitte. So the mandate of the board was very defined. Mm-hmm. And at the end of our tenure as the board, we will be delivering a proposal to our African Exco on how we envisage a Deloitte being very innovative, existing, and being based on our proposals. So it's been a very defined process. We've had there's been 4 board meetings as well as sessions outside of those formal board meetings to actually develop the strategy and to get Deloitte to being where we want to be as the undisputed leaders in professional services.
Have any sort of ideas that you've brought up sort of been implemented yet?
Yeah, so Sekhlalo was quite taken aback. I mean, initially when we all started with this campaign, we were uncertain, you know, is it a marketing pitch? Is it something they're trying to do? And then I think we quickly realized when we saw Sekhlalo's keenness and how serious he was taking this, that they wanted to hear our real thoughts and they wanted to hear our rawness and what we actually believed was the future of our firm. And a lot of the stuff that we've put forward, implemented, is already actually coming into force.
Are there bold suggestions coming out? I mean, our guys, you know, guys, younger guys, maybe millennials are a little bit more, not really afraid of authority. I couldn't get a better word there. But are guys happy to voice their opinions in this board? Is it a safe place for guys to say what they want?
Yeah, the level set when we started this, when we had our first board meeting, is Sekhlalo opened up the meeting and said, this is a place to air your views, good, bad, whatever you're looking for, because if we want to understand our challenges, if we want to understand where we want to get to one day, we have to be able to be as real as possible and feel that we can voice our opinions in a very safe environment and challenge each other. And the important thing is that if you feel safe enough to challenge the highest levels of leadership in your firm, you are able to move forward and really come to amazing you know, opportunities for growth in your firm if you allow that to happen. And that's been a key element of this.
What's interesting to me is that we're seeing significant change, I think, in the workplace in terms of because of social media and because of technology. The fact is today, whether I know the CEO of any large corporate, I can send a tweet to them. I can send a message. I can put something on Facebook, and I can my view is going to be heard. And it's very often taken seriously because of the public nature of the way business is being conducted. So we're seeing that traditional hierarchies are fast disappearing from outside to with inside corporates. We have access to everybody, and everybody's accountable in a different sort of a way. Every email that somebody sends within an organization, we know could be leaked somewhere, and everybody's got to be trained in terms of how to conduct yourself. We saw that example of we were chatting about it a little bit earlier on the show of 702, where somebody yesterday tweeted a picture of black babies and dogs at the Walk the Talk, and it exploded. It almost took the organization. It shook the organization to its core. So we're seeing the ability of technology to totally redefine how everything has functioned within organizations. What's interesting to me is Deloitte is almost acknowledging that by this millennial board and saying, right, you know, things aren't what they were. The traditional hierarchies don't exist as we might want them still to or think they do, and therefore we're going to put these guys and men and women, create a board from across a region and say, well, you know, let's unconventionalize ourselves. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a really valid point you raised there, because I think the nature of the corporates who exist today is they're held very accountable and very quickly by, like you say, the access to leadership.
In the past, that was never the case. You know, you could, if I had a complaint with any organizations, I'd write them a letter, and maybe I would be heard, or maybe somebody would eventually pass that little piece of paper up to somebody else. But chances are that would never happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to your point, I mean, the CEO of, you know, Prime Media was this morning, the tweet happened yesterday. He was already on the first show this morning, you know, discussing it. So I think that speaks to the level of accountability, mm-hmm. and that all came around over Twitter.
Exactly.
So I think the important thing is that leadership and corporates nowadays no longer can hide behind silos or buildings. They're very exposed and very out there. And I think that kind of speaks in a lot with how the millennial generation has grown up, because they are able to voice their opinions very quickly. They are able to say when they're not happy with something, and society as a whole is also able to. So the level of accountability has just, you know, gone up a whole lot from traditionally back in the days when technology wasn't so rife and the age of information wasn't so, you know, around as it is today.
How often does the board meet?
So we meet, we've had four board meetings. I think the speed at which they go, traditionally a board would be something that maybe would meet three times, you know, like every 3 months. Mm-hmm. But we've met quite regularly, I'd say about every 6 weeks.
I think
it speaks to Sikhlalo's ambition that this wasn't going to be something that he was just looking to do. He wants answers. He wants us to deliver something that's going to be very impactful, that's going to help us leave a legacy of innovation and help put Deloitte at the forefront. So our mandate was quite short, quite
pointed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. quite pointed, and our output is really important for the firm. So they didn't want to drag this out over a long period, and we've been meeting.
So there are deliverables.
Yeah, there are deliverables, and the deliverables will be very impactful for our firm, which is amazing. And I think a lot of people were blown away by putting a group of 14 millennials in a room as to what could transpire and the conversation.
Did you have to leave your cell phones outside the door? Did anybody actually speak to each other?
Over
WhatsApp. You know, people would just tag each other on Facebook.
I mean, you can't expect millennials to converse properly. We have to. We all engage over a WhatsApp group, and there's no face to face at all.
I would imagine.
Has it come out that there was a huge sort of disconnect between what the older generation believed millennials wanted and what they actually do want?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's amazing when, like you say, go make your point about making a safe room and making people feel safe and making them feel protected to voice and their opinions and real concerns. And I think a lot of the our more senior leadership in the firm have been quite taken aback as to, I guess, what their perceptions were of the workplace, what their perceptions were of a corporate environment, and what is it that a millennial generation actually wants out of their corporate? What is it they want when they arrive at work every day? And I think that's been very eye-opening for them to really get that appreciation of what it is and get that real close interaction as to what it is that makes the employees tick.
A lot of this assumption is that the millennials know. I have no doubt that walking into a meeting like this, you don't really have a clear view even as to even what you would want. So it's probably a very helpful exercise to work through that process to understand what you as a millennial actually are, what motivates you and what inspires you and what your drivers are.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point, because I think as a millennial generation, a lot of the time they've been labeled as people that don't know what they want. Mm. They're very short fused. They don't understand. And I think the nature of it is when you work to understand firstly, and that's how the board kind of functioned. You know, our first meeting was very exploratory. We all sat around the table and said, right, let's discuss our views. Let's discuss what our thoughts in general on this innovation concept. How do we actually take it from first principles to something? And when you get to that point of moving away from the airy-fairy and really working on who we are as a generation, what it is we want, what it is that we see, you really get to a real defined answer. And it's important, I think, throughout the process that you maintain that focus, because without that focus, you're not going to be able to get to that end goal in mind that you want.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. I've been chatting with Michael Barnett. He's from Deloitte. They've tapped into insights of future leaders, but with the creation of a millennial board. And this was part of our Kickstart 101. Graham Shapiro organizing this interview. Graham, thank you. Absolutely fascinating.